Teddy's TV Troubles examines the constant images of death, war, and destruction that are routinely shown in the media. Many people, including children, catch them while channel surfing or browsing through electronic stores. Joanne Cantor, professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and author of the book, says it explains how grown-ups can help children cope with startling and gruesome images on the tube. Cantor says today's kids are more likely to see violence on TV than previous generations due to the greater use of cameras by professional and amateur journalists.
And of course, now we have 24-hour news and several channels competing with each other for the attention of the audience. There's a lot of disturbing news in the world with war and terrorism and things like that. But even when there's not, there's so much competition to find something disturbing that happened somewhere and bring it into homes.
Cantor says she originally dismissed the idea of a book, feeling that kids need parents more than stories to cope with images of 9/11, Iraq, and disasters. But she says she later realized that not all parents knew what to do after their kids came running from the TV set. Cantor says her book can help children deal with their fears.
The first thing that you should do is tell an adult about it. Let the adult help you work through it. Don't keep it to yourself and hope that the adult knows that it's important to take this seriously and not to ridicule the child.
Cantor adds that explanations and reasoning don't work well with kids under 7 or 8 years of age. She says it helps to redirect the child's attention in a caring, warm manner. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.